searching for peace that we cannot find. Yeah, yeah. Asking questions, 'cause we don't know why. Oh yes, we all need you to make a way, and we all need you. That's why we pray.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. Please like, follow, and subscribe so that you never ever miss an episode of our uplifting, inspiring testimonies, life stories, and more that can empower your life. My guest today is award-winning gospel singer, songwriter, and most of all, child of the Most High King, Titus Showers. The music world first came to know Titus as lead singer of his family's hit-making singing group, The Showers. He's a two-time Stellar Award nominee, and now he's doing his solo thing, his seven-track solo EP, Who, that's W-H-O, debuted at the top of the Billboard Gospel Album and Christian Album Sales Charts back earlier this year. His video views on YouTube are about 1 million. And there's no stopping this, brother. His latest single is We Need You. Titus Showers, welcome to the show.
How honored I am to be with you on this wonderful day. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, well, you know we appreciate you and doing this for us so we can bless the people with your story.
Absolutely. Honored to share.
Now, let's get off into your backstory, Titus. You are from Louisiana. Is that where you grew up, you and your family?
Absolutely. Born and raised, still reside here. And my family and I, we are very entrepreneurs here in a small city called Hammond, Louisiana, in between New Orleans and Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Now, what kind of family did you grow up in? We know that you sing with your family in the group The Showers, which we just love, love, love. But was it a musical household, and how many of you all were there? Did mommy and daddy sing? Were y'all church folks? Tell me a little bit about y'all.
So my dad's a preacher, pastor. He's been pastoring for over 40 years. So we grew up singing in the church, and there was lots of singing in the house. My mother and father go back and forth on where, you know, we get the talent from. Of course, we get it from God. But my mother's side, her brothers are great singers, and my father's side have great singers on his side as well. And my dad sings hymns every now and again. So it's pretty much a toss-up, and we share the, you know, where we get it from. It's real cute to see them go have that debate. And God has blessed us tremendously. Formed the group in the church before my father used to sing. My sister researched the business, and man, and the sky's the limit from there. God continued to bless us and open the doors and pour into us and shower his blessings upon us.
Mom and daddy, they got this debate going on who you all got the talent from. And you say,
absolutely, it's funny. I promise you. So we just give it credit to both sides and thankful to God mostly because my dad asked the Lord to bless him with a singer. And he and my mom had 10 children, and it started with my oldest sister. And the Lord just kept on blessing him with singers and musicians, just all the talented gifts that the Lord has blessed us all with.
Now, are you the only boy?
Absolutely not. So in the group, I was pictured as the only boy.
Right.
I have an oldest brother. He's a preacher pastor, so he wasn't able to be a part of the group anymore once he became a pastor. And I had a second to the oldest brother who was on the scene, but he worked behind the scene with the sound technicians to make sure everything is right. And I have a baby brother who's the baby of the bunch. He was in college playing college ball, and he wasn't able to be a part of the group. And that led me to be the leader and seemingly as if I was the only male in the group. So it's 10 of us, 6 girls, 4 boys, including me.
Oh, wow. So was that a noisy household growing up?
Absolutely. We're still noisy. We get together. We get together and go by moms. We get together, go by my family's homes because we all live in close proximity. And we get together and have family functions. And we still get loud. We still have our singing. We just love one another. And absolutely, it was very loud. And the grandkids now. So
oh, wow.
I had over 20 grandkids. So
ooh. when y'all were growing up, what kind of singing was going on in the household?
Nothing but church music, because
okay.
You know, we were PK children. We would have to sneak away to listen to all of the other secular music, but we did know of it. You know, we were not, held away from it, because we saw it on television. We hear it at school. We see it on the bus. But at home, we were strictly church music. Like I shared with someone else, I missed the whole New Edition generation, because I was in love with Pastor John P. Key. So, you know, I grew up on Pastor Key. That was my hero, and that's who I studied, and he's still my goat to this day. So definitely, that was the kind of music we listened to at home.
So that was what you listened to at home, and John P. Key was a major influence on you. Did you have any other artists that you really liked, or any you got any favorites today?
Absolutely. I love Travis Green. I love what Maverick City doing. I think Chandler Moore is a great artist. I love Jonathan. Todd Delaney is my friend, my brother, you know, and I love what, you know, all of these other amazing artists are doing. Those guys are very instrumental to me. I'm able to pull from them and learn from them, and it also helps me to become the artist that I am. Zacardi, Cortez, you know, all of these great singers, and they, you know, they are very inspirational artists to me, and that's what I look forward to, you know, showcasing and showing me what I need to do, you know.
Now, when you and your sisters formed the group The Showers, when did you first form that, and then when did you get your professional break?
We first formed it just in churches, walking around singing at churches. Before my father would preach, he was pastoring again and going to preach at different churches, and we would sing before he would preach. Again, Dad asked me the blessing of the singer. It started with my oldest sister. She was the rock of the family. She still is the rock. And in 2014, we came out with two national projects in 14 and 16. But before then, in 2009, as a family, we did an independent CD here around the states, you know, Louisiana. You know, we were well received from those who knew us from singing in the churches. And then my sister researched the business around that 2009 point. Researched it and just took everything to a new level. We came with the two national projects that were Stellar nominated, and then in 2019, the Lord blessed me to release my project, all because my sister researched the business, found out the ins and outs of what to do and what not to do, what it costs to do this, you know, and the Lord has blessed us tremendously, and we're still just on this path working for Him, and we're still learning, because you never stop learning while you're here on earth. You should always want to receive all of the information, you know, all of the understanding that is out there for you to receive.
All right, then, because when you stop learning, that's the day you're ready to leave up on out of here. Every day we learn and we grow, no matter how old you are.
Absolutely. Like my dad says, when you're grown, you're gone.
When you're grown, you're gone. That's a good one. Tell Dad, I said, that's a good one.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, we were talking about the industry. What has been the best thing about being in this industry and being a gospel artist, and what has been the most challenging for you?
The best thing is, you know, people who are in the industry that you look up to, who you see on television, and whom you follow out your journey, and who help you create your showmanship, and who help you become the person you are. You see them on TV, and they know your name, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I have so many people who know my name, and it's a blessing to me to just be known. And then I go back to what the Lord says. He will, you know, make your name great. He will put you before, you know, great people. He will do the increase in your life if you would just be faithful. And my favorite scripture to hold on to is Galatians 6:9. Be ye not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. All because I did not quit. God has allowed these people to know my name, and that's a great, great perk of the industry. And then a lot of times, you know, what I don't like, sometimes the fellowship amongst the brethren and sisters in Christ, we're not fellowshipping like we should. There's so many what I would call clashes. You have A-list artists, B-list,
mm-hmm.
B-list, and all of these alphabets, but we all working for this man named Jesus. That should be only be one list of categories, and that's to serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I think I'm an A-list artist no matter what someone else thinks.
All right,
you know,
then.
I'm not able to receive the platform that someone else receives because they have a bigger following. You know, I don't like all of those perks and, you know, about everything, but I just continue to work. And I believe that God has the increase waiting for me.
Amen. That's an excellent way to look at it. You don't want to buy into the alphabets A, B, C, and D.
Absolutely not. No. I just believe that God has something special for each of us if we do what we're supposed to do and not what we want to do.
Let's go into life outside of gospel. Now, what else do you do, or what were you doing before you became a professional gospel artist?
Definitely, man. The Lord has blessed me and my family, me and my siblings. We own our own businesses, man. My oldest sister has a home health business, where she provides assistance to the disability. She has over 200 employees. My other sister has a driving academy. Then me and my brother, we are the owners of O&M Family Care, where we provide assistance to kids at the ages of 5 to 24 with mental health disabilities. And it's such a big thing, mental health is, and it's going to be around for a lifetime. And then I have another sister that has a Boys and Girls Club daycare. My brother has a dealership that he runs his own cars, you know, and then all of that is the entrepreneurship, and we all pretty much work for each other. And
oh, wow.
I love the fact that I'm able to work for family, but I don't take it lightly. I still get up in the morning and show up when I'm in town and not on the road traveling. I make sure that I'm doing my responsibility, and I love my family. They love each other, and we support each other tremendously, and that's why the Lord is seeing fit to open the windows of heaven and continue to pour out his blessings upon us.
A family of entrepreneurs, African-American entrepreneurs. I love that. I love that God is truly blessing the showers.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Now, in addition to God blessing you all in turn bless others, let's talk about some of your humanitarian efforts, projects that you've worked on where you give back to the community.
Yes, ma'am. Every Thanksgiving, my brother and I, along with our O&M Family Care Company, we give out turkeys to the community. We were able to bless over 400 families on last year, and we look forward to doing it again this year. And each year for Christmas, we bless families with gifts. Those that are less fortunate than others, we make sure they all have a very Merry Christmas, and we make sure that we share with them that, you know, it's not about the material things. These things are just something that, you know, that is given to us, you know, so we can give back unto others. But everything should be about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if you can't receive that, then we don't even feel like, you know, we should bless you, you know, because it's all about Jesus first and then about giving, then receiving. Because if we have that joy principle, Jesus, others, and yourself, then we can be the kind of Christians, we can be the kind of people that God has called us to be. And we believe in supporting the kids for school supplies. We just finished up giving out free haircuts. We just finished shopping for the kids, giving them great shoes, great school clothing, so they can be able to have a successful school year.
Oh, I love it. I love it. The shower was giving back and helping those that are less fortunate. And then in your company, and you mentioned, is involved with handling some things in relation to mental health. Is that right?
Absolutely. We support it 100%. And that's where a lot of our issues, because like you said, back in the gap, you know, we didn't think it was mental health. We just called somebody crazy. And people were going through this and going through that. And it's just so much in our eyes where we're able to see that people are really struggling with depression, anxiety. People are being abused verbally and physically. And, you know, that's a hard thing for them to deal with. And so, man, we have to definitely attack the situation, be a helping hand unto those, you know, who are going through the struggles of mental health. And that's what my company does. And we believe in we're helping these kids beat the system before the system gets them, you know, and that was our whole goal and our whole mindset.
Now, let's talk about something a little bit lighter. What's up with the fedora hat? You got a collection?
Yes, ma'am. The Lord has blessed me to release my unisex fedora hat collection. I like to dress. I like to look handsome, you know, when I'm out presenting myself. So I was starting to just change up my style. I have a bald head, and so I like to protect my head after I sing or before I sing to keep colds away.
Okay.
And I was wearing these hats and everything, and people started gravitating to them, you know, and I just made it my own style, made it my own swag, and then, you know, the time has come for me to release something that the people have been asking for, and I'm excited. It's out for your purchase now.
Okay.
Have a website. You can follow my merch page on Instagram, Titus Showers merch page, and you can also follow me on my other page at I Am Titus Showers, and you can be, you know, it's right there for you to get. Click the link, and you'll definitely be able to go and shop for whichever color you want to receive. It's available now.
All right, so you got those fedora hats going, folks out there that love those hats. Make sure you follow Titus Showers and get your hat.
Absolutely, yes, ma'am.
Now, one more thing before we jump off into the single, the EP, and the album. What's up with you whistling? I heard you whistle.
God bless me with that, man, because a lot of times I was told to shut up around the house for singing too much, you know. So my dad used to do it, then I picked up on it, and then I just started whistling songs when I couldn't sing, you know, when I didn't want to cause too much attention, I would start whistling. And then I found out that whistling brings about the same sort of attention as singing, so I'm able to sing songs in the tune and in the melody that it is all written on albums and everything, and I'm just thankful to God that he blessed me with that gift, and I like to use it a part of my showmanship when the Lord blesses me to minister to the people of God.
All right, Titus Showers and his whistling. Now for real, and we go into your music, okay. Talk to me about your single, We Need You, because I personally love the song. It fits the times that we're living in, and we definitely need God to heal, direct, transform, and see us through during these really, really tough times. What's the story behind it? Who wrote it, produced it? Talk to me about it.
Well, definitely, the Lord gave me the record in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of the social injustices of the world. We all was looking for answers, and we couldn't find them nowhere. The television was still confused. We see what has been going on to people who look like us for over 2,000 years, and then we see what happened to George Floyd, and we see people coming together, and I'm like, man, we need the Lord like never before. And the Lord gave me those lyrics, and I began to hum them in the midst of a pandemic in my house, and I collaborated with the great Vaughn Phoenix. He also produced it, and he also helped me co-write on this great record, and I just felt like the people needed a message that wasn't about I can't breathe, that wasn't about this or that. I wanted them to understand the core of the thing and the root of the problem is we don't have a Jesus problem, and if we get to know him, he can make everything all right.
He can make everything all right, but you got to give it over to him, and then you got to trust and believe, isn't that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's where it comes. You gotta work it out yourself, too. You got to get off your knees and answer your own prayer.
All right. Faith without works is dead. Ain't that right, Brother Titus Showers?
There it is. There it is. That's what the scripture says.
Yes. Amen. 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 Oh, before we go to the next question about the video for that, who came up with the concept of We Need You video and focusing on the fathers?
The concept came from my amazing team at AP Records. We're an independent company. Every Monday we would meet, and they wanted to bring the message around fathers, because without fathers in the home, a lot of the crime rate, a lot of the things are occurring. If you would look at the percentages of those who are incarcerated or who commit felonies and crimes, they are without leadership at home. So if we have leadership at home with the fathers, then I believe everything that will work out fine, you know. So that's what their mindset was, and I totally agree with it, and I so certainly think that fathers are a great, great missing link in our society on today.
Now, let's move on to the next song that you had as a big hit. It's going to be All Right, and the remix features Jermaine Dolly. We talked about Jermaine earlier, and it's also from the EP Who WHO, and the videos received over a half million views, going upwards on YouTube. Talk to me about that song and what else you got coming up. What else you have on the EP? I understand the EP is like 7 songs deep. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. So the Lord blessed me to write the whole album, and that great record is going to be all right, man. I look no further than Jermaine Dolly to bring the energy, to bring everything that I needed to make this song a blessing to the people of God. And Dolly came through for me, man, and I was thankful for the collaboration and for the feature that he came through and brought on the song. And the people of God needed to hear that in the midst of a pandemic. We need to know that it was going to be all right, because things didn't look good, but I know that God can make everything all right. And I'm thankful for Dolly's collaboration. I'm thankful for the 7 songs that was written after a tragic experience in 2017. My parents lost their home, and the Lord just kept waking me up, giving me things to say, giving me songs to write, and I would hear his voice and write down what he had to say, and I would pull out my phone 3 a.m. in the morning, me and the Lord, the only people up, mm-hmm. the hours of the morning, mm-hmm. and that's a great time to hear his voice as well.
It is.
And we would write this great album, and there it has. The Lord had it to make history when I released it in 2019. It had great debut record, breaking numbers, and I'm just thankful to God for his blessing. happen.
Oh, amen, amen, because you were also blessed to work with folks like Daryl Walls of the Walls Group, Canton Jones, Tasha Page Lockhart, well-known ministers of music, as I call them, within gospel.
Absolutely.
That was an absolute blessing.
Yes, indeed it was. Just to know those people, man, just to see my name, and just to be in the room with everyone that you aforementioned, indeed was a dream come true. Indeed, it was a blessing from God, and I don't take it lightly at all.
Now, you're working on your full album, is that correct?
Absolutely. I completed the last song 2 weeks ago in Houston, Texas, with my producer, Mr. Lucius Hoskins. Again, the Lord helped me write everything over Zoom on Tuesdays, and on Thursdays we would go to the studio and write and record, and the Lord has blessed me to have some great music that's getting ready to inspire the people of God in the midst of all that is going on in the world. I'm excited about the album, and I can't wait for the release date, and I promise you, you guys will be informed of it, and you will be the first to know, Ms. Lynn.
Oh, that is so sweet. You bless your little heart. So we're going to be looking forward to that album. You got any other cut on there that you want to talk about that is very, very special to you? I love the ones that I've already heard. But you have another one on there that speaks something special out of your heart?
Yeah, absolutely. On my freshman project, it's a song called Make It that I wrote after not receiving something that I wanted. It was a gift, but it was a special gift. And and I wrote the song Make It. And because I was in an emotional place, okay. And the Lord helped me to write that record. Also, there's a song that closes out that album entitled Amen. My grandmother sang that song on her dying bed, and so it means so much to my family. And on this upcoming project, man, there is so much that I'm excited to share with you guys, and I can't wait for you guys to hear, because each and every song on it is special to me. And I mean that.
All right, just like your children, all of them special to you. All right, Brother Titus Showers, where can people find your music, stream it? No, watch it on. They can watch it on YouTube and purchase. Stream, purchase, watch. Where can people find your music?
My music is available on all digital outlets. Just type in my name, Titus Showers, and my music is available for your listening pleasure. And also, please follow my merch page on Instagram at Titus Showers merch page. And then on Instagram, also my verified page is I Am Titus Showers. Go to Facebook and follow me there at Titus Showers. Go to Twitter, follow me there at The Titus Showers. And I look forward to interacting with you guys. And thank you so much for having me on the amazing show on today.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Now, folks, we want you to support our brother Titus Showers. The latest single is We Need You. You can go to YouTube, check out We Need You video. You can check out It's Gonna Be All Right. The remix features Jermaine Dolly, which is an awesome, awesome, awesome song, and that's going to bless you as well. And thank you so much, and we appreciate you, Titus Showers. God bless you. I pray God's blessings upon you, your family, and all your ministry efforts. And we know that you're doing this, that only what you do for Christ will last.
Absolutely. Bless you indeed. Thanks again for having me on today.
And friends, thank you too for joining us today. You know, I always appreciate you. Now make sure that you subscribe right now so that you never miss an episode of our uplifting shows. Now to reach me, Lynn Woods, you can find me on Twitter. I love saying that. That's at LINWOODS. Or Instagram at LynnWoods96. Or Facebook, Lynn Woods. This has been the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. Titus Showers is going to take us on out with just a little taste of his hit, We Need You. God bless.
When it all falls down and there's no way out.